Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Markel Clay is making his first appearance on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. His new single is Magic, and people are already buzzing about it. He's going to talk to us a little bit about the single and let you guys know how you can support it as well. Markel, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Good afternoon to you too, Cyrus. Hey, everybody.
Well, Markel, man, congratulations to you on not only the success of the single, but, of course, the way that people are responding to it. You know, this is a song that's very obvious that you love it yourself. But what has it been like for you to see the way that people have been enjoying it, man?
Oh, man, it's been great. I'm just trying to bring good music, you know, to the world and good R&B. So the response from the fans has just been great. I get asked on Twitter every day and on Instagram. People say they have it on repeat all day. So it's just a great feeling that, you know, I'm able to channel, you know, good music and it can reach the people, you know.
Right, exactly. You know, what I thought about when I first heard the single, when I reached out to your camp about having you on, is that, I mean, you're the perfect example of what it takes to be successful. I mean, you had a dream, and you went for it, and you're working hard for it. Do you think that what you're able to see today, Markel, do you think that's just a result of the hard work you've been putting in?
Yes. Definitely the groundwork, and definitely what really matters in to making it in this business, it really matters about, you know, how much work you're going to put in when no one's really around watching you do it. You know, I was grinding for years in Virginia. I'm originally from Philadelphia, but, you know, I'm from the 757, Virginia. And, you know, I grinded for years, you know, without the recognition, just, you know, singing every day, running and singing every day, writing every day in the studio every day. You know, so it's great that it's actually starting to, you know, pay off. It's a blessing.
Right, exactly. And I think that is one of the things. So when you think about music in general, what was it about music? What was it about that industry that attracted you to it?
I just remember when I was a baby, I started off on drums, and I remember I was about maybe 3 or 4 years old, and I just remember, like, while all the other kids wanted to, like, kind of, like, play with their toys, I used to just kind of, like, hit spoons together and on pots, you know, trying to create little rhythms and stuff. So I kind of always was kind of, like, into it. And then at 9, I started singing and songwriting on my own. So, you know, I kind of always, you know, loved music and kind of had a love for it.
Right. And so you've gone from now having a love of music, Markel, to now being an artist that people are loving as well. You know, it's kind of really come full circle for you. You know, have you gotten used to the idea, because you mentioned you've been doing this since you were 9, when it comes to writing and being able to really kind of share this. You know, has it become real for you, the idea that you literally have fans, especially thanks to the Internet, fans around the world?
Yeah, every day. Every day. I try not to think too much into it. I just try to just make sure I'm keeping my fans happy and being consistent. You know, I really want to have fans that grow with me, even from, you know, younger kids now. You know, I'm 23 right now, so, you know, even like the 12 and 13-year-olds and 10-year-olds, you know, I kind of want them to kind of grow, you know, with my music. So I'm just really focused on just delivering great music, but it is a blessing. I do wake up in the morning like, you know, wow, like I'm here, you know, so it's a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? It's a blessing that's well-deserved. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Markel Clay is making his first appearance here on our program. We're talking to him not only about the success of his single, Magic, that you guys will be hearing a little bit later, but also what it's been like for him to share this love with all of you guys. Now, you've been featured kind of all over the place. It was last month you had the feature in BT. Of course, it seems like every day you're getting these tweets, you know, about how people, you know, are feeling about the song. Talk to us about this song, Magic. How did the song come about?
Well, at the time, I had finally signed with the label IM Music, and we were just really looking for just a great single for me, a single that, you know, kind of everybody would kind of like. And the thing that I do like about Magic, which is special and unique, is it kind of has like an urban feel. But it's like if you're into like pop music and like top 40 as well, you know, Magic will, you know, definitely be a good record for you as well. And it kind of came about as in I was in the studio with my mentor, my friend Freddie B, a.k.a. James Bond. And basically I kind of heard the record, you know, I kind of heard like the, you know, the production of the record. And, you know, Magic kind of came about as in, you know, I wanted to write a record that, you know, everybody can relate to. And really, you know, when most people hear Magic, they kind of think it's about, like, you know, maybe about, like, a girl or maybe about, you know, like, you know, the whole stripper thing because, you know, I'm in Atlanta. But really, it's not even really about that. Magic is just really about, like, you know, you can be who you are. It's like, you know, of course with society, you know, you have your teachers and you have your judges and stuff like that. But Magic is really about a record, like, when you leave work or you leave your place of business, you know, you can kind of let your hair down a little bit and kind of enjoy yourself, and you don't have to worry about, you know, being judged or I saw so-and-so doing, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of just be who you are and be yourself. So that's why I feel like people are so drawn towards the record, you know what I'm saying? It's a fun record.
Right. You know, you brought up an interesting thing, and I have, you know, talked to a lot of recording artists on this program, Markel. You know, you talked about being yourself. You know, you're a part of an industry that, you know, people are always comparing artist to other artists, as people do, you know, compare people to people all the time. You know, what do you want people to know about you as an artist? Because, you know, there will be those that will try to compare you to others, but what do you want them to know about Markel Clay and what you represent when it comes to music?
What I want them to know, like, honestly, I honestly really just do this for the love of music, number one, and I honestly want them to know that the music that I'm putting out is from me, you know what I'm saying? I write all my own records, and I put a lot of time into my records, so I'm definitely trying to be a legend one day, you know, I'm a rising star, and I just really want to make my mark with the Marvin Gayes and the Sam Cooks and the Michaels and the Al Greens, you know, that's how I want to be known. I don't really want to be known as like a fad or like somebody who kind of just, you know, came in and came out, you know what I'm saying? I kind of want to be here to stay.
Well, you know what? I think you're definitely on that road, Markel. Well, for those who have not had an opportunity to hear it yet, and for those who have and they want to hear it again, why don't you do us the honors of introduce a single for us?
Okay. I'm tuned in with Cyrus right now. I'm Markel Clay, and this is my single, Magic. I love y'all. I love all my fans, and thank you to everybody who's tuned in right now. Let's go.
I'm hypnotized. Can I get you home tonight
when the sun goes down?
Positive and be who you want to be. So that's the best advice I have to give.
Well, that's great advice right there, man. And I think that is something that everyone, I think, can learn from. Again, everyone, Markel Clay has been our guest. Magic is a single. Make sure you guys go and get that on iTunes now. Make sure you guys are following the man also on Twitter, as he said, at Markel Clay is where you can find him there, as well as on Instagram as well. Markel, again, thank you for the time, man. We know you've got a lot going on, so we appreciate you stopping by. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Man, thank you so much, Cyrus, and thank you, everybody who tuned in. I love y'all. Please add me on Twitter and tell me that y'all tuned in so I can follow you guys and show you guys the love. You know, without y'all, I'm nothing. You know what I'm saying? So thank you all. You know, thank you, all the fans and everybody's tuning in. And thank you, too, Cyrus. Great interview, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Now, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation with Markel, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we did you guys a favor. We actually tagged Markel both on Facebook and his Twitter handle as well. So you guys can go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Again, we want to thank Markel Camp for having us set up the conversation today. A lot of great information, and also it was a great single as well. So make sure you guys are heading over to iTunes to be able to get one for yourself. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this part of Conversations Live. You all make it a great afternoon.